We have two speakers before us, Dottie Palumbo and Rob Killen, to talk to us about the adoption of public improvement policies. Just briefly, Rob is a practicing attorney representing developers and other property owners in areas of zoning, subdivision platting, vested rights, variances. He frequently speaks to community groups and business organizations about such issues, and he's here to pair with Dottie Palumbo, who is a longtime member of the Land Use Planning Committee and past chair. She served as city attorneys for various numerous cities in the state, and she is an IMLA local government fellow, and I'll turn it over to the two of them to talk to us about PIDs.
Great. Good morning. We're pleased to be here to talk to you about PID policies and how to coordinate these policies with the city team and the development team. So we're going to go ahead and get right into our presentation. So just to give you a general overview, we're going to look at PID policies. In the paper, it talks about what is a policy. A policy is guidelines that are adopted by the governing body, either the city or the county, by order, city by resolution. You typically don't adopt a policy by an ordinance because an ordinance is a local law. So we're going to look at developer considerations first. General requirements of Chapter 372. Most PID policies are now including community benefits, and we're going to explain what those are. We're going to look at PIDs within the city limits, the ETJ in a policy, the application process, petition requirements, supplemental petition requirements, PID administration, bond size, financing, developer reimbursement, and project criteria. So Rob's up next.
Dottie, thank you very much. Thank you all so much for being here. I think.
Never mind, you're not up next.
I'm not. It's you. Sorry.
So Rob and I printed out an old version of our PowerPoint presentation, and so we're trying to deal with that. Anyway, in a policy, you're going to look at a purpose of the policy in the first part of it. These are specific objective guidance for staff and city council or your county to make decisions about the petitions, whether to create the PIDs within the city or the ETJ. These are issues that are addressed pursuant to Chapter 372 of the Texas Local Government Code. And PID policies and guidelines that are adopted, they should promote the interests of the city or county, and it confers a special benefit on a definable part of the city. And you find that in the Chapter 372.
So. Okay, good morning, everyone. I'm glad you're all able to join us. I think that these conferences are important because we have a good mix of folks who represent cities and folks that represent developers. So at our firm, we represent developers, property owners, businesses who may be coming to your cities and asking for help. And one of my partners, James Griffin, is here. And James and I were talking about this conference in the office yesterday and looked at the list of attendees, and it looks like this year, it looks like more than half of the folks here are representing municipalities, are from cities or are with firms that represent cities. So I'm glad you're here. First of all, I encourage you to stay awake for the next 45 minutes. But two, as we talk about policies, the goal here is to present policies, but also to present the developer's perspective so you understand from our clients what they're going through when they make a determination whether to request a PID. And there's so much that happens below the surface before we ever approach a city about a PID. So I was going to talk a little bit about that and then turn back over to Dottie to talk about the policymaking piece of it. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and get started. First, I want to say that there are a lot of tools in the economic development toolbox. We don't push our clients towards one particular tool. 372 PIDs, public improvement districts, are a great tool, and they are growing in popularity. Kind of started more popular, I guess, in North Texas and have moved their way south. We practice in the San Antonio region, so we're seeing more and more 372 PIDs, but they were very, very rare creatures in our area until very recently. A lot of tools in the toolbox. So why would a developer pick a 372 PID? Is it required? And their question is, how hard is it going to be to do it, and how expensive is it going to be? So this is small print, so you know this is an eye test, but I've got one slide that talks about what a developer considers, risk factors, the market. Can the market bear putting a PID on top of the development?